Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Again, we're taking our journey one step further to the sixth sign of Jesus. Here in the basis of this is St. John chapter 9, the entire chapter there. Dear friends, the banner read, "Welcome back home." Big letters. Now, the boys who were playing baseball, they didn't notice the sign hanging on the backstop of the field that they were playing in. You know how it is with boys when they're playing baseball. Their focus is on playing baseball. Concerned about swinging the bat, throwing the ball, catching the ball, running the bases. No one really gave a second thought to the sign that was behind the backstop. The boy who was in the on-deck circle, swinging and practicing, took his strides to home plate for his turn to bat. And it was at that point that the announcer began to speak and surprisingly didn't say what everyone expected, announcing the boy's name. Instead, the announcer said this, "Son, we have a surprise for you. Turn around to your right and welcome your father home." At that point, the boy turned around to his right, and a man who was in his military fatigues slowly walked and gave an embrace to his son. It was a beautiful, touching moment, a true event that happened. Maybe you've seen one like it. In that moment, for the boy, he kind of just got lost in the moment, in his father's embrace, and forgot about swinging the bat altogether. The father, lost in the moment, all of a sudden felt home after being deployed for over a year. Everything was just right. If you've ever been a part of a welcome home celebration, maybe you can relate to those feelings of totally feeling the love that someone has for you, having the sense of safety, that you're in a safe place, and feeling as if everything were just right, as it should be. Now, another question as we start off this time of St. John chapter 9, and that is this. What would life be like if you didn't have a home to go to? Wouldn't that be unsettling? Wouldn't life be uncertain? Wouldn't the future be kind of dark, not having a home? Now, if you have a home, a place of stability that you can count on, and if you go off to a distant land, you know that you can always go back and have that strong foundation and feel secure. But if you don't have a home and you go off to a distant land, you're deployed or for some reason, and you don't have a place that you can go back to, life can be very unsettling and the future very uncertain. This morning, with the sixth sign of Jesus, Jesus is offering something to us that's very beautiful, a permanent home that we can count on. Now, what's interesting is that the man that's involved in this miracle, St. John chapter 9, the man born blind, we need to see here that this man absolutely did not have a solid foundation or a home that he could count on. Life was very unsettling and uncertain for this man. Let's highlight the reasons one, why. First off, physically, can you imagine what life would be like if you were blind from birth, by the way? How unsettling it would be to really not know what things look like and how bumping into things at home, how difficult that would be. You wouldn't have a solid foundation certainty as you moved about. That would be difficult. But even more than that, during this time, physical ailments like blindness related to sin, it was seen as a disease of some kind. And having that disease for this man meant that he also didn't have a strong foundation even in the temple. Our text relates that he had been sitting and begging perhaps for many years when it puts those two verbs together. And he's sitting and begging in the temple. All of us would think the temple has to be a place of welcome and home for everyone. But you see, for this man, it was the ultimate place of disgrace and shame, because he couldn't enter it. Now I'm going to add one more detail. It looks like relationally he doesn't have a home. Because when his own parents are brought into the discussion, the way they answer the question, it's as if they're distancing themselves from their blind son. Talk to him. We don't really want to have anything to do with our son. Physically, spiritually, emotionally, relationally, this man really didn't have a home to count on. You know, if we're not too careful, we can also fall into the trap of not having a home that we can count on if we define that in certain ways. By home, I'm not referring to a physical home that we can go to, because even those physical homes that we have, they won't last forever. I don't know if you realized or came to this realization the first time that you left your home that you grew up in and you realized this is no longer home for me. Do you remember that moment? I remember that moment. I was away probably when I was about 23 years old. I was away for about 6 to 8 months. I was really excited to go back home to Spokane, Washington, to where I grew up and see the family and see my home and see old friends. And in my mind, I thought about how things are just going to snap back the way that I imagined them. So I thought about how things were going to be just right and perfect. First off, certainly can go back to my friends, and it'll be like hanging out on Friday and Saturday nights, and they'll be ready and free to hang out with me. Secondly, my bedroom, it's going to be just like it was when I left it. Those banners that are on the wall with all my favorite sports teams and the trophies that I won for sports and all the pictures that I had around and clothing and all those good things and the books that I loved in my closet, certainly they'll be there. Of course they'll be there. And the family that I belong to, yes, things will just fall right back in place once I head home. What an unsettling event that was, coming home after 6 or 8 months. Maybe you can relate. The most tragic thing happened to my bedroom. It turned into a sewing room. Of all the things, why couldn't it be a billiard room? Where that soft, cushy bed was, it had become a table for a sewing machine. It was terrible. The sewing machine stared at me with its eyes. It was awful. The pictures of my favorite sports teams and banners that were kind of dirty, but man, they were so awesome. On the wall, they were replaced with floral wallpaper. Can you imagine? Terrible. Pictures of my friends and trophies were replaced with paintings and serene countryside pictures. It was a takeover. Then fitting back in with my friends, that didn't work out so well. A few of my friends got married and moved on. They weren't wanting to hang out. Then the dynamic at home changed quite a bit. It didn't feel quite right. And it was at that moment, at 23 years of age, I finally came to this realization that I've actually been reminded of throughout my life, and maybe you have as well. The physical homes that we have will vanish, will go away at some point. Those aren't really our homes.